Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. Health Suites with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Health Suites on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero for the workday afternoon. Telemonitoring has shown benefits for chronic disease management and has been a potential tool to detect abnormal health trends in patients. Today we are joined by Clinical Associates Professor Tan Yap Chuan, Director of Research, Sing Health Polyclinics, and Vice Chair, Research, Sing Health Duke and U.S. Family Medicine Academic Clinical Program to find out more. Doctor, welcome to the show.
Hello, everyone. 89.3. Nice to speak to you.
It's a pleasure to have you. Now, could you explain to us what telemonitoring actually encompasses?
When we talk about telemonitoring, so basically we are talking about measurement of clinical parameters such as your blood pressure, your glucose level, maybe your weight at home, and then you transmit it to the healthcare provider. So this is what we define as telemonitoring.
Okay, so the basic information and information updates, regular information updates once you are already a patient and diagnosed with a chronic illness?
Yes. So usually for the chronic diseases such as high blood pressure and diabetes, it is important that the clinical parameters are stable. That reflects on your health status as well. So if your pressure is stable, normally you will not get into any trouble. But if your pressure is known to be elevated, especially very remarkably over a short period of time, then there's a risk of heart attack, stroke. These are complications that we do not want any of our patients to happen. So if you already recognize that there's some abnormal trend, some abnormal readings, I think it is very timely for the healthcare provider, for example, the nurse or the doctors, to actually seek clarification whether the measurements are all right, whether patients are all right. So this is a way where we can deliver better care to our patients.
All right, I understand. Now, recent research shows over 50% are willing to take up telemonitoring to manage their chronic conditions. Did this rise come as a surprise for you?
Earlier studies showed that only about 40% were willing to measure their clinical parameters at home and to relay to the their healthcare providers. And with this study conducted about 3 years ago, it has gone up to 50%, 52% to be precise. Actually, this is good news, especially where in circumstances like the current pandemic, where sometimes direct interaction with the healthcare provider may not be feasible, telemonitoring will be another way to allow the communication between the patient and the provider, the doctor or the nurse, so that they can still continue with the care management of the patient.
Okay, now it was over 50%, you said, 2 or 3 years ago when you did the survey. Do you think it's gone up even more now with COVID-19?
Yes, I anticipate that people recognize the value of telemonitoring. And I think the percentage will have gone up more now compared to about 3 years ago. Not forgetting that there are already providers in the community where they also engage the patient remotely. And all this telemonitoring to really will help the doctors to understand the patient better.
Okay. It's been noted that with the prevalence of non-communicable diseases increasing in Singapore due to an aging population, there is an urgent need to curb the rising morbidity and mortality. Where do you see telemonitoring helping these patients, particularly the elderly?
I would say that for chronic diseases, people get this hypertension or diabetes starting really from the 40s. Mm-hmm. So these are the young, I will call them young adults, okay? And they will actually benefit from telemonitoring because they will have a long runway for their disease management. So of course, if they already get inducted to telemonitoring at a younger age band, and then when they continue to age, they will be more confident in using it to monitor their health. So I think it will benefit not only just the elderly, but across all the age groups who are susceptible to chronic diseases.
Okay. We're speaking with Clinical Associate Professor Tan Yap Chuan, Director of Research, Sing Health Polyclinics. You're also the Vice Chair, Research, Sing Health, Duke NUS Family Medicine Academic Clinical Program. Now, I'm going to assume, this is an assumption, I'm not sure if this is what your results from the survey showed, but maybe the elderly are less comfortable with telemonitoring because they want to be able to speak to their doctor face-to-face?
I always believe that it is not an all or none game. We always encourage a face-to-face interaction with doctors if there's a need for really more intimate discussion of a certain sensitive topic.
Sure.
But if you are having chronic disease where you are managing it very well, your clinical parameters are very stable, you're adopting healthy lifestyle, then the telemonitoring may replace one or two of your clinical visits to the healthcare provider.
Right.
So we will welcome a hybrid model where you will see the doctor face-to-face at times and where in between the consultations, the telemonitoring will actually help the doctor to still continue to monitor your health without you having to present physically at the clinic, especially for the elderly where they may require relatives and other family members to accompany them to the clinic. This might reduce the face-to-face physical visit.
Right, right. And make it a little bit easier for everyone concerned, their caregivers included.
Yes,
all right.
Exactly.
Okay, now let's talk about some of the challenges that you see with telemonitoring, particularly if there is a wider adoption as we go along.
So we are looking at the concern if there's a wide-scale adoption of telemonitoring.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, one of the issues is because the data is transmitted over the cyberspace, so it is vital that cybersecurity is boosted up to ensure that there's no leakage of personal data. This is critical for telemonitoring and telemedicine to continue.
Right. Yeah, actually, you're right. That would be a huge concern because that's some very intimate information about an individual.
Exactly. So your own clinical data can be revealed if there's some lapse in the cybersecurity. So this is something that's very undesirable, and it's actually against the law that such data is breached.
Right. Well, good that it's against the law. But I see that. I see what you mean by that would be one of the big challenges. Now, it also sounds that because telemonitoring enables care providers to take measures quite promptly to prevent complications from someone with a long-term illness, with a chronic illness, that people should become more welcoming of it as they get used to the idea. Do you think that we'll get so used to the idea that it will really just be part of our overall medical experience and healthcare?
I always believe that as human beings, we are very adaptable, and we actually continue what is valuable to our health. So I believe telemonitoring will actually be more acceptable by the population as time goes on, and actually might be accelerated because currently we are having a pandemic, and visiting healthcare facility at times might be perceived as risk by certain segment of the population. So the telemonitoring will be able to overcome some of these hurdles. At the same time, will not compromise on their health. So I believe this will be the new norm in the future, it is already currently being adopted.
Okay, now you said earlier in the interview that it might actually help your doctors, your medical professionals, to provide you with better care. For me, I'm wondering, in the long term, would it also bring down the cost to the average patient as it provides better health care to them?
I would like to add that maybe not just telemonitoring alone. Mm-hmm. If you are able to embed the telemonitoring in the overall telemedicine domain, that means not only you are transmitting the data, your personal data, to the doctor or mm-hmm. the nurse or the healthcare provider, but at the same time, the healthcare provider is able to revert to you on your health status, giving you some summary of your health parameters. Because sometimes you have so much data, you might not be able to interpret whether just a tweak, a slight deviance from the normal parameters will be of anything significant. So we are all now actually testing some system whereby we might even embed some artificial intelligence into the system to allow us to actually understand the norm of the patient, and should there be any significant change, then I think if the care provider is able to provide timely feedback to the person, it will really help to reduce complications like stroke and heart attack. And with that reduction in all this severe morbidity, I believe that the cost will come down because there will be reduced hospitalization, reduce long-term rehabilitation and all other healthcare services that might be required for patients who suffered complications.
Right, that sounds good to me, because honestly, the less I see my doctors, not that I don't like my doctors, but every time I see them, they make me, you know, worried, or I'm concerned that they'll find something. So the less I see them, the happier I am.
We always go for a balanced approach.
So telemedicine and telemonitoring sounds very good to me, Doctor. Now, are there long-term chronic illnesses that may not benefit? So on the flip side of this, may not benefit so much from telemonitoring?
What we know of telemonitoring today is measurement of blood pressure, you know, something that you can frame it in a numerical numbers. Mm. But there are also development in other aspects of healthcare. For example, we are now really trying to deliver person-centered care. That means the patient is telling us what they feel about their health. What's their healthcare condition in the various entities, for example. If you have joint this disease, for example, osteoarthritis, you know, due to aging, there's worn out joints, there will be pain. So how to measure pain? We are developing scales, for example, to really score your pain, you know, when as you move, or as you walk, as you climb stairs. Such data can also be delivered via the tele monitoring platform to the provider, so that if we sense that the disability or the ill health is really quite overwhelming to the patient, that will call for an early review of the patient through face-to-face. Of course, we need to assess the joint. So right. These are developments that is outside the domain of what the study has covered, mm-hmm. but this is what we are actually researching now, mm-hmm. In our Singha polyclinics.
Okay. Now, is it a goal at some point to potentially have 100% acceptance and adoption of telemonitoring, telemedicine, alongside physically seeing your doctor when you absolutely have to?
I believe this is a new normal. With the advancement of info communication technology, especially now, almost everybody owns a handphone, a smartphone. All these clinical measurements can actually be ported over the mobile app and relayed to the healthcare provider. I think I see that it's growing in numbers, the number of people who are using this infocom technology to monitor their health. I believe that it will not be a very distant future that we have 100% adoption.
Okay, all right. So I'm going to assume that only at the point of, say, maybe diagnosis, you are in front of a doctor, and after that, your pain management, your medicines and your prescriptions would be via telemonitoring and telemedicine, potentially.
There could be a blend of both. Mm-hmm. For example, you sense that there's something that you really need to examine the patient in person, then I think the telemonitoring will be the first alert. Then after that, you will actually follow up with a physical examination that the patient have to present to you in front of you. So I think we can work both ways. And at times where you are well, then I think the visit can actually be postponed or deferred to something more at a time where it's needed more urgently.
Okay, so you're saying in the future, we'll all be working in tandem, telemonitoring, telemedicine, and your physical visits.
Yes, I think it will be a hybrid of all three.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, I get it. We've been speaking with Clinical Associate Professor Tan Yap Chuan, Director of Research, Sing Health Polyclinics, and Vice Chair, Research, Sing Health, Duke and US Family Medicine Academic Clinical Program. Doctor, thank you for the information. It sounds fascinating. You must be having a pretty interesting time right now with all this research.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm Clarissa Montero for the Workday Afternoon. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.